Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, not even talking baseball, unfortunately, Terry. Marlon Byrd, in essence, his career is over, certainly with the Indians. He's been suspended now for a year for PEDs, and he was a guy that was actually helping your ball club. This has got to be a real kick to the stomach.
You know, it is on a number of fronts. I mean, one, you know, like you said, a guy that's helping you win some ball games, but just two, just the fact that, you know, like you said, his career's over. I mean, I talked to him this morning at length, and then he came in and talked to his teammates, which I was glad he did. And he was very open and upfront and, you know, basically told the guys that his career is over and that, you know, he has to live with that, you know, what his kids may have to hear, and this is not the way he wanted to go out. So, you know, there's a lot of personal feelings there too. You can't help but, you know, when you have guys on your team, you care about them. You learn, you know, as you get to know them, and it hurts. And even when people make mistakes, it still hurts you. And, you know, you end up thinking probably more about the person, at least for a while, than about your team, because it just hits you so hard, kind of knocks the wind out of you.
Then do you ever go to the next emotion and you get angry because it does hurt your team and it hurts the game? And it just seems like, when is this ever going to stop in not only baseball, but professional and amateur sports for that matter, Terry?
Yeah, you know, Hammy, I don't know about that. I think every situation's probably different. I don't want to, never been real big on trying to be too judgmental, because one, you just, the only person that really knows is the guy that did it. Because you hear so many stories and so many seem so convincing, but the guy that did it is the one that knows, and we never will truly know. And I do know there's different circumstances too. So try to just remain open-minded, and also, you know, kind of what I said, it does hurt, but it just, you know, people make mistakes, and, you know, he's going to pay for this one, and he knows it.
Now you have another left-handed right fielder, center fielder in Tyler Naquin. So it obviously impacts you as far as the balance of your club. Naquin is up to take that spot in the outfield. Is this short-term? Do you need to go out and get an outfielder, Terry?
Well, you know, Hammy, obviously things were happening pretty quick. I mean, this was not something we planned for. I mean, sometimes when somebody gets injured, you get a chance to, you know. I mean, this kind of came out of left field. In fact, last night I got a call from Brad Mills, because Marlon had started to clean out his locker. So I called Marlon. I said, hey, man, am I missing something here? And he said, nah, I got to talk to you. So we talked this morning. And then things started happening pretty quick. So, you know, we got Naquin here. Naquin can play center and right. We also got Gorzolani here. So Gorzolani goes on the 40-man roster because Marlon Byrd came off. And then Naquin is here to basically take Byrd's spot. We sent Armstrong back to AAA, so we're just trying to find out, you know, if we can get a lefty that can kind of make a lefty buckle a little bit, or if nothing else, but to make it easier on some of our right-handers.
Well, and you got to find out about a Gorzolani, don't you, Terry, or any of your left-handers. As nice as it is to have power arms, you still need some matchup lefties, don't you?
It helps. It does help, and you know, I think we wanted to try to get to look at him when he was throwing the ball pretty good. You know, coming out of spring training, his velocity wasn't quite where we wanted it to be, or probably where he wanted it to be. He's pitched enough now where when you get a look at him, it's probably more who he is. And, you know, the hope is with some of that deception, some of that angle, that he can face some of the tougher lefties and, like I said, maybe make it a little bit easier on some of our right-handers.
But, oh, by the way, Texas is still in town. Boy, they're a good-looking team, aren't they?
Yeah, and they're playing very well. They, you know, they're 1-9. They're having really good at-bats. And you can see they got a good thing going right now. And Cole Hamels is pitching tonight, who's one of the better lefties in the league. But you know what? This is our chance now to hopefully shine. I mean, you know, sometimes you get kicked in the stomach and it hurts and you get the wind knocked out of you, but we can't feel sorry for ourselves. And we talked about that today. This is our turn to pick each other up and to be the team that fights through things and enjoys finding a way to be good, because we can do that. And, you know, the last 3 days haven't been real fun, but we are good enough to do that.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Rangers coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.